ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Hello.
And Mandy Kennedy.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And bear with us for a second while I mess with some audio stuff. I know last week was apparently a little quiet. We're using new recording software.
Ooh.
That's super fancy, and I may be making adjustments as we go, because sometimes it doesn't show up as well as I would like it to.
I get I get that you have to explain it to our fans, but you were looking at Mandy and I like we had no clue.
I didn't look at you last week.
Oh, you weren't here? Okay, nope. Well, you looked at me for a second like I was like, I know, buddy. I was on the show. We talked about it. Remember, if we make $20,000, we have to pay more. I remember the, like...
Yeah, you remember the bits?
Yeah, I remember all the bits. We're good.
That was also my subtle hint to Dalton to stay on the microphone since he's going to talk about it.
Yeah, so there we go. Now we're all there. We're getting it. And I think this is going to be a good episode. I shouldn't be quiet at all unless I talk to Asa. Hey, buddy.
I mean, just keep your mouth in front of the microphone.
Act like you've done this before. All right, so Marvel animated stuff.
They decided to step up the plate for once?
Yeah, they decided to finally step up their game. DC, we've talked about it before, their animated stuff just over and over again, killing it. A lot of people aren't as happy with the Harley Quinn DC film as others.
Yup.
I mean, it was funny. But Marvel's getting some animated stuff going. First, we got from Sony a video about Into the Spider-Verse. And it's starring Spider-Man, looks like Miles Morales for the most part. But if it has anything to do with the comic book Spider-Verse, we're going to see Peter Parker.
Peter Parker was in that trailer.
Yeah. Another Spider-Man was in the trailer.
It looked a lot like Peter Parker.
We're almost positive it's Peter Parker. We also saw Peter Parker's gravestone. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it's based in the Ultimate Universe where Miles took over after Peter died. Spoiler for, I guess, someone reading Ultimate Spider-Man
from five years ago. Yeah.
Something like that. But anyway, yeah. Peter Parker dies in that universe and Miles takes over. And we'll probably also see, you know, like Spidey 2099. We may see like Superior Spider-Man, Spider-Gwen, almost certainly going to see Spider-Gwen. Unless we're not, because she's being heavily featured in the other animated project going right now, Marvel Rising. It's going to start with webisodes focused around Spider-Gwen. Or instead of calling her Spider-Woman like they do in the comic books, they're calling her Ghost Spider.
Mm. I thought that's what they said, and I was like, wait, but that looks like Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
I was confused.
Yeah,
is it because, like, doesn't Marvel... Well, I don't know if the... I don't know how, like, the X-Men and stuff fit into the... Like, what Marvel owns for the animated division, because isn't Spider-Woman owned by Fox?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Spider-Woman's not Mutant or Fantastic Four, so...
I don't know why I thought that. Was it Jessica Drake?
Jessica Drew.
Drew.
Yeah. Yeah, she's Spider-Woman. And then, yeah, Spider-Gwen is the name of the comic book, because there already existed a Spider-Woman comic.
Right.
But she's called in the comic book, when they're referring to her as her spider name, she's Spider-Woman.
Yeah. It's
so
weird.
Yeah, and I guess Marvel, to separate from the confusion, is calling her Ghost Spider, which honestly is like kind of cool, especially looking at her outfit. Like it works.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm excited for these two projects. The one thing, and Asa and I watched the trailer together last night when we were in Marion, and the trailer for the Into the Spider-Verse did the one thing that I absolutely hate in a trailer, where it is, we watched it December 9th. It said Christmas 2018. So I get to wait a year for an animated movie. Now, I get, like, I understand that's the process. It takes a long time to make one of those movies.
And it's feature length.
Yeah, like, and it's, yeah, like, and it's a legitimate, like, it is a
it's hour. Because, I mean, it's supposed to get a theatrical release, is my understanding.
Yeah.
Both of these will be eventually.
Yeah. I wonder if it's an actual, like, wide release or if it's going to be, like, one of those,
limited events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the whole thing of, like, all right, here's this movie that you guys are probably going to want to see because you like Spider-Man. Wait a whole year. That could have been a San Diego Comic-Con trailer exclusive, and then it only would have been like a 5-6 month wait. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to legitimately forget that this is a thing until a week before.
And then we're going to like,
no, you won't. There will be more trailers and stuff.
There's going to be a lot more build up. Like, what we probably won't hear anything about it for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to get a whole bunch of stuff about it right before it comes out.
Yeah, it's the whole Red Dead Redemption 2 thing where I'm like, well, thanks for the oh, another year. Cool. Thanks.
Or more.
I mean, it's not that uncommon.
Yeah, it's I understand. Yeah.
I understand it's a thing. It's a thing I don't like.
Right.
No, and then the whole Marvel Rising thing of being like, oh, it's going to be shorts for a while, and then we're going to do a movie. Be like, oh, give me an animated show. If you're gonna put that many characters together, you can do a Justice League Unlimited with that.
Because I don't know exactly. Right now, my understanding is they're only doing shorts based around Gwen. Mm-hmm. And those are going to culminate in the Marvel Rising feature-length film. I don't know if it's going to be in theaters or not. But the team sounds kind of awesome. In addition to Spider-Gwen, you've got Quake, Daisy Johnson, for those of you watching, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. character on there, even voiced by Chloe Bennett, who plays Daisy Johnson.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that a whole lot. You've also got Inferno, Dante Cruz, which is basically, and I'm not joking when I say this, they make fun of him in the comic book, calling him the inhuman Johnny Storm.
Because my comment was because they can't use Pyro or Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
Enter Inferno.
Or Sunspot or any of the other pyrokinesis like people. Because there are so many mutants with pyrokinesis at this point. It's kind of ridiculous. But Inferno, the inhuman pyrokinetic. You've also got Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel, which I'm a big fan of her. She's just an awesome character. Squirrel Girl, who for whatever reason the internet loves, and I still haven't been able to figure out why. I honestly don't know.
It's a neat character, but some of the things they've chosen to do with her in comic books have made her a little like kind of too jokey. Like she shouldn't have been able to beat Thanos with the ability to talk to squirrels.
That happened before she got popular.
Yeah, I know, but whenever she got popular, that became a really big bone of contention. Like, I swear, if she shows up in the Avengers movie and she's the one that takes him down, for one, that would be a pretty cool thing if they could keep that from us forever. Like, if they could keep one thing from us, that would be neat, but I would hate it. Like,
just a squirrel shows up and,
It's the whole Harley Quinn getting the kill shot in Suicide Squad. Like, that's what got her. A baseball bat, really?
Yeah, Anyway, I don't know why, Squirrel Girl has just been stupid popular lately. Like, the internet is in love with her.
Yeah.
And, well, not all of the internet, obviously, because
we're on the internet.
We're on the internet. She's always been a neat character, but, Anyway, Squirrel Girl, we got America Chavez.
Yeah.
I don't know, Mandy likes America.
Can somebody explain that character to me really quick? Because I don't know anything about it. Like, I know Mandy really likes her. That's
I want to say I do, but I've only read the first three issues because I'm slacking, so I can't really give you.
Can I get a bullet point?
Yeah,
what does she do?
You might know more about her character than I do.
Oh,
Mandy,
God. You know when I read those?
what power set?
I don't think she's gotten them yet. It's just her character.
What she do is what my question
is. I don't think, in the first few issues, I don't think she really has any powers yet. She's kind of just, being established.
Well,
okay, I'm sure she has. I know she has powers. I just don't know what they are off the top of my head.
Yeah, let's keep going through it. I'm going to Google this, only because it's going to annoy me.
Fair enough.
I knew I should have read those. I'm such a slacker.
You are our America expert.
I know. I didn't think this was going to come.
We never thought this character would ever get airtime for us.
When do I need to know things?
There was literally a bit where we were doing talking before Asa got here where he was like, oh yeah, this is coming up. Well, that's an Asa and Jesse segment that we don't have to say anything for.
Mm-hmm. We'll get there soon. The Patriot is another part of this team. And then it's all going to be led by Captain Marvel.
What's Miss Marvel? Is she just like Captain Marvel? Or
no. She actually has a completely different power set.
Just take the same name.
She was Kamala Khan is a Miss Marvel fangirl. She's a superhero fangirl just in general, but Miss Marvel is her idol. And whenever she became inhuman, she just kind of adopted that moniker. She was fighting bad guys, needed a quick disguise. She can change, her appearance and her form, and she just jumped to Miss Marvel.
Mm. A Marvel Universe's lawyer's wet dream. I'm just being like, you don't own that. That's not yours. We're suing.
Issue 2 or 3 or something like that, Captain Marvel came down, heard you using my old name. That's fine. You're using it well. And then, not quite those words, but along that line.
America's superpower is superhuman strength, speed and durability, flight, and inner reality transportation.
Yeah, she has a car that does that, I think.
What the? All right. Nope. Whoop. All right. I'll watch it in the short set they're going to make me watch before the movie. It's fine.
Yeah, no, she seems like an interesting character. I couldn't personally get into the book, and I'm really happy that Mandy was able to, because I, you know, the first time I saw, like, the cover for it, and I'm like, all right, Mandy, like, I saw the cover, and I was like, this might be Mandy's new hero. I'm not replacing Wonder Woman, but, like, oh, just God, another one on the list.
Now I'm going to have to go binge, and I'm going to come back next week stronger, and been like, I read them, let me talk.
It's going to be the America Chavez Up episode. Nah. Like, we're not going to get a talk. It's just going to be her in her room by herself.
Mandy's just going to get a segment. It's gonna be all
she's
gonna
record it on her phone and send it to you and be like, we're not recording on Sunday, here it is, drop it.
Well, I won't be here unless it's a morning show, so
yeah,
it might have to happen.
We'll see. Yeah, no, that's her powers.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, that's really all that we got with that. Batman news. So Ben Affleck is still talking about dropping out of the role of Batman, like, for various reasons. He's got his own stuff going on. But it's unlikely that he will with the success of Justice League. But if he does, John Hamm is trying really, really, really hard to take that role.
It makes me happy. I like John Hamm a lot.
I also like John Hamm a whole lot. Like, he's another person that it's kind of like Ben Affleck. I am very confident that John Hamm could nail Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how good John Hamm would be as Batman.
I haven't seen, like, because I like John Hamm a lot. He's awesome. He fits that age type that they're going with in this universe, where he'd be an older, more grizzled Batman.
Yep.
And I think John Hamm could pull off Bruce Wayne, like, with his eyes closed. Like, that would not be an issue.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't seen him do any action stuff. I'm not saying that he hasn't. It's just nothing that I've seen.
Yeah, I can't think of any action-y roles he's been in.
And granted, a lot of it can be hid with, like, the suit and CG and stuff, but I'd rather not see that.
Yeah, I would also rather not see him just, like, have basically a Count Dooku,
yeah.
Yeah, where you've got, like, his head superimposed on a stuntman. Yeah, no, I'm not okay with that, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
But he's, like, the perfect human, so I'm sure he'd be great.
He's a superior genetic specimen. And I'm sure
some people are just made better. Like, that's
that's
just
one.
And it's not just because of the face and body structure of the man, just also, like, who he is as a human.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you go from only knowing him through Mad Men, and then you see him in 30 Rock.
Oh, my God, I love his role in 30 Rock so much.
Dr. Baird.
And then Parks and Rec.
Oh, Ed.
Which is, like, so much, like, which, yeah, it's just a tiny little bit. Like, you really don't get a whole lot of him.
Mm-hmm.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Is...
That's another great one.
Yeah, because the dude is, like, unfairly funny.
Yeah, that's really true. And, like, you just, like, I want to hate this guy so much, but you just can't.
It's the whole Dwayne The Rock Johnson thing where you're like, you know he's killing puppies in his basement. Like, he can't be that perfect. Like, there's no way. Oh, also, it is a morning show next week.
That was pay-per-view next
week. Yep, we have Clash of Champions.
Oh, some mornings. Yeah.
But
yay.
But yeah, no, I just looked it up.
You're
going to
have your America Chavez segment.
Now I'm held accountable.
Mandy has homework now.
What is life?
We're going to be texting her on Friday. Did you get those books read yet?
You won't text me. You don't text me. You don't reply back. I'll call you out on every show.
No, she's going to have to text me to text you. So
then I'll text you and then text her. Hey, you got back to me. You read those books.
Hey, right. Asa.
So
you're my favorite.
Yay.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
You associated with me. That's your fault, Jesse. That's on you.
Oh, here we go again. Yeah, fine. All right. So anyway, why do you make me do this?
Like, I don't.
You did this.
You volunteered to have your own handshake with Dalton.
Yeah.
I have to have someone.
Yeah, so.
I'm right here.
You split.
just because I have one with Mandy doesn't mean I can't have one with you, baby.
We just did all of our secret handshakes. None of them saw that. Like, it was a bit that happened between us four, and I just wanted the fans to know there.
We
no.
just can't do it at the table during recording.
It happened
before and after all day, every day.
No, it happened between Asa and me, and then you two were like, oh. No, we got to do something.
But we had our secret handshake, just the tips.
Why do you have to say it?
Jesse agreed to that.
So Ryan Reynolds. So Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, my boyfriend.
Speaking of more superior genetic specimens, is Detective Pikachu, the voice of Pikachu.
Can we take a moment of silence of respect for the loss of Danny DeVito not getting the role?
Absolutely.
No.
That was a moment of silence.
Yeah, Danny DeVito, like, I mean, the internet really wanted it. And it as soon as they said it, like, I didn't know how bad I wanted Danny DeVito as a Detective Pikachu until the internet said, we should get Danny DeVito for this.
So Asa broke the news to me. He was like, so they've cast the Detective Pikachu. And I was like, Danny DeVito? And he said, no. And my heart broke. And then he said, Ryan Reynolds. And then my heart just seemed to be okay. I was like, I'm okay with this. This is like...
I will accept this compromise.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I didn't get steak, but I got a really, 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 really... What's better than steak?
Ah, you're asking the wrong person.
Pizza?
Steak pizza. Because I get steak and then some pizza on it.
I also just really like the thing that, like, he tweeted, like, after the announcement was made, it gained traction again on the internet of someone, because it was after Deadpool released, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was from 2016.
Right, yeah.
And someone was like, Maximum Effort, and it was Pikachu dressed as Deadpool.
Yes, I saw
And
that.
Ryan Reynolds retweeted it, and he's like, oh, whoever made this, thank you. And then, like, all of a sudden, it's like, he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Someone knew.
It's, you know, yeah, no. Because, I mean, I think Ryan Reynolds had retweeted that in 2016.
Yeah.
And then he tweeted it again once that announcement came through. Yeah, someone has some serious foresight going. So, yeah, no, I'm kind of excited about that. We got Jessica Jones season 2 announcement trailer. Did you watch that last night, Asa?
I didn't watch the trailer, no. Because we got back late and I, like, crashed immediately.
That's fair. I mean, nothing really special in the trailer. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, I'm hyped because right. I really wanted. The most special thing in the trailer was the release date. March 8th is when we're getting season 2 of Jessica Jones.
Which March is going to be busy.
Do what?
March is going to be crazy.
What else we got in March?
I'm pretty sure that's God of War. Black Panther's February.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because Sea of Thieves is February.
Of Thieves. No, that was, wasn't that March 20th?
I thought it was February 20th.
I'm pretty sure it was March 20th. I'll double check it.
Might have been March 20th.
Have we been in the beta yet? Can you do that yet?
It hasn't started yet.
It hasn't started yet. I got the email for it.
I did too, but I didn't read it.
And it said, like, you know, wait.
January.
More about the beta will be released in January or something.
Finally,
nonsense.
My Xbox will have use.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now I'm really, really excited about Jessica Jones season 2, though, because I friggin' love that first season. And a little bit of comic book news. Charles Xavier has returned. Sort of.
Sort of. Is he on the astral plane?
Is it the past one?
Actually, he was rescued from the astral plane. He's been in the astral plane.
Called it! Because that's where he's always at.
Yeah, he's been in the astral plane for, in that time, like 100 years or some nonsense.
It's really been like 5, but...
Yeah, but like apparently in the astral plane, time goes differently or something like that.
So for every 1 year, it's 20?
I didn't know that Charles Soule was writing an X-Men book. Somehow this just completely...
I'm so tired. I thought you meant like Charles Xavier's soul.
That's what
was writing an X-Men book, and I was like, I can't process this information.
What I heard too, though, and I was like, what?
Well, no, you heard Charles Soule, but
I also think I've always said his name Soule in my head because it's that thing where you don't hear it read out loud.
Heard it out loud either. Yeah. It might be. I'm not sure.
Oh,
but yeah,
person.
Just I couldn't handle that. Yeah. I'm just like, what kind of black magic is this? I can't.
Yeah. So, Charles Xavier is back in the book being written. Like, it's Astonishing X-Men is the name of the book, and it's being written by Charles Soule. And again, how did I miss this? Issue number 6 coming up will have the return of Charles Xavier.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like he was in it in number 1, and issue number 6 is coming out, and like, oh, we're behind the times.
Well, I mean, we are. Like, there's like 5 issues out currently. The next
but
issue
like
is
Charles Xavier coming back, though, is what he's getting at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is news that Charles Xavier is coming out because 6 is coming up. Like,
yeah. Gotcha.
That's the next to be released.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and apparently he's coming back. Like, he makes some kind of deal with Phantom X, and he's kind of just taking over his body or something. I couldn't tell. They just showed an excerpt of Phantom X taking off his mask and saying, like, I'm Charles Xavier.
Me too.
He went full on Mario Odyssey on that one.
Better than Wolverine.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, well, I don't know. But I need to read this Astonishing X-Men book because I love Charles Soule. And, I mean, I don't know. Like, I looked up the team, and it's like, oh, God, now I've forgotten most of it. It was...
I'm assuming Phantom X.
It is Phantom X, Psylocke, oh, God.
Wow, yeah. We're on top of it today.
Yeah, I know. We're so on top of it. I didn't think I was going to bring up who was in the team.
Yeah.
So I didn't even think to write kinda it down.
Kind of sounds a little
X-Force-y.
Between those two.
Is Cable on the team? If it is, we are getting really close.
No, because he has his own book.
Oh, that's right. Forge? Is Forge on that team?
No, Forge isn't, but Bishop is. I remember that. Bishop, racist. Archangel, Rogue, Gambit, and Old Man Logan. It's actually a pretty solid lineup.
That's a solid lineup, but you lost me at Old Man Logan. Because, and only because, wow, they learned nothing with Wolverine. Hey, Wolverine is oversaturating our market of books. We should probably do something about that. Crap. No one cares about any Marvel book anymore because we killed Wolverine. Here's old version. Just throw him at everything.
He is in, like, every X-Men book. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, he's just in X-Men books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's not, like, all over the Avengers and all over, like, everything else.
Yet.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, they don't need Old Man Logan anymore.
Because Wolverine's back.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, like, they have so many, like, claw-bearing healing factor people right now in the X-Men universe.
Yeah?
Because you've got, like, I mean, well, you've got X-23, like, as...
Oh, no, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, yeah, no, it's because I'm very aware. It's just, it's that thing where it's like, man, if they did Batman Inc., but, like, we're just going to pick every single one of those Batman Inc., and we're going to add them to a book.
Give me Night Runner. I love Night Runner.
Because, well, what we've gotten so far, we've got, like, we got Wolverine in her own book, like X-23, Laura Kinney. Yeah, all new Wolverine. So we have her in her own book, and Dokken has showed up in that, and they've been doing stuff together. And then you've got, like, Jimmy Hudson is in X-Men Blue, who is Wolverine's son from an alternate universe.
Yeah.
Then you've got...
Old Man Logan and Sabretooth.
Yeah.
In Weapon X.
And then you've got, and also Old Man Logan's in X-Men Gold, isn't he?
Yeah. Yep.
And Astonishing X-Men, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, like, the actual Wolverine. We haven't seen anything more of him, but he's apparently alive again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, regular Logan.
With an Infinity Stone.
Yeah, he's alive and he's holding an Infinity Stone, and we don't know why. Haven't heard anything about it since.
He must be a tired guy.
Middle fingers.
Well, middle claws, but yeah, you're there.
Yeah, no, like, they just going all in on these claw people.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they're close to buying Fox.
They are.
Yeah, but these were written weeks and months ago.
Because they're, I mean, like, all of these characters have existed in comic books for years because, I mean, back when Wolverine was super popular and they were cashing in, they were creating all of these other people. Like, Jimmy Hudson has existed for a long time.
So is Old Man Logan, in fairness.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Hudson's been around way longer.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, also, Old Man Logan has been around for a long time.
And Dokken's been around even longer than that. Yeah, I mean, just a bunch of people. Sabretooth obviously has been around, like, a really, really long time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, Charles Xavier, though, he's undead again.
I hope they just lean into it and he just becomes the villain of that book.
That would be amazing.
Because Charles Xavier, don't at me, Charles Xavier is the X-Men's greatest enemy.
Yeah, he became that, for sure. Well, it turns out he was a little bit of a monster, like, when we get some flashbacks.
And that's the thing, is, like, even before he was officially, like, outed, it's just like, oh, no, you've always been awful, we just didn't know about it.
He's kind of like all of our favorite actors in Hollywood in 2017.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you... It's like, okay, so now we don't like you. Oh, it turns out we shouldn't have liked you for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
Because isn't it just flat-out confirmed that he was scared of Jean Grey?
Yeah.
And so he
limited her powers for... Yeah. A long time, like it became canon that she's actually like an Omega level like psychic.
Yeah, maybe this isn't a great time to reintroduce a character whose sole purpose is to like kind of mind control, brainwash teenagers to fight his battles for him.
I do remember back whenever I was like in late middle school, that's one thing I would do is I would go on Marvel's website before Disney owned them because you could look up any character and you get like a power level. And that was the one that shocked me because this was before I was really into comic books. Is you go on Jean Grey's, and all of the things are like maxed, and I was like, oh, well, she's pretty dangerous,
psychic and telekinetic. Well, yeah, like they were probably factoring in at that point Phoenix.
Yeah, and that's what it was. War Machine was a punk.
Yeah.
He couldn't do anything.
Yeah, you know, you factor in Phoenix, and yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. But even right now, without Phoenix, like the current Jean Grey, unmitigated by Xavier,
kind of still dangerous.
He said Phoenix, and I just remembered the white hot room.
All right, let's move past it before we get back on that rant again. So, in video game news, we've got quite a bit.
Yeah,
so much stuff happened. So much stuff happened. Like Destiny 2 just flipped a middle finger to a bunch of people.
Oh, you don't say?
Wait a minute.
Who could have possibly seen this coming? You're telling me that Destiny 2 locked single, like locked people who only bought the base game out of content they previously had access to.
Huh.
Yeah, it's even worse this time around.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's bad.
I'm so glad.
So we'll talk about that at the end if we've got time for it.
Oh, we're going to have time.
I have to open this store.
That's fine. They can listen to me yell. Buy an Xbox One. Don't buy Destiny 2. I don't think we have a copy anyway. It's fine.
Yeah, we have a copy for like PlayStation, I think.
Don't buy it.
Yeah, no, the PC crowd is especially angry. Like, again, later. Tomb Raider. We got a new Tomb Raider announced. We don't have any other information about out of it other than there's a new Tomb Raider.
So this is kind of interesting because they were talking about it on Kind of Funny, something that I did not catch or know. Apparently, Tomb Raider, like Rise of the Shadows is what it's going to be called because this was leaked like months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they find like they're actually just announcing it, but they didn't give it a title. But when you look through that press release, if you take the first letter of every sentence, it spells out Shadow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or it's like Shadow of the Tomb Raider, I think is what it's going to be called. And they're like, well, that's cute, but like we already knew this is that's what it was going to be called, and you still didn't give it an official name. I like the way that they took it, though. They're like, okay, hey, yes, we're working on a Tomb Raider game. That's all we're going to say about it. But once we show you something, know that it's going to be real close to you being able to play it. Which, and I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I always like that.
The way it should be.
I mean, it's still going to be a very long time.
But yeah.
But
yeah. We'll have to see what goes on there. Mega Man. Whole lot of news about Mega Man.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. We got the Mega Man X Collection, which this time will have 7 and 8, is being released for all next-gen consoles.
And they still haven't called it the collection, though.
Right. It's just all the Mega Man X titles.
Yeah, every Mega Man X game will be available on current-gen consoles and PC.
And I am convinced, personally, that it's because Mega Man X Collection exists but doesn't have the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to call it something different, I'm guessing. I don't know. And we also get the Mega Man Legacy Collection is being re-released again.
1 and 2 on the Switch.
Yes.
They're coming to the Switch is the...
Yep. And then we also got Mega Man 11 announced for next-gen consoles.
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge... Like, I didn't like the art style.
I mean, it was neat looking.
It reminds me too much of Mighty No. 9.
Yeah.
Like, it just seemed kind of flat.
But it's still Mega Man.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure it'll actually play well as opposed to Mighty No. 9. But
yeah.
It's the same thing with like that Spider-Man movie. Like I'm not a huge fan of that art style. Like 3D on 2D. If it's not done like spectacularly, it's just very underwhelming.
Fair enough. We'll have to see how it goes. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I really wish they would do like a new Mega Man X game instead of a new regular Mega Man game because I always liked the X series a lot more. As a kid anyway. Mm-hmm. I just really did.
Oh yeah, no, like I really hope they do just a collection and they don't release them individually. I can't see why they would because no one would buy anything after 4.
Yeah. That's pretty true. Some people might.
You might buy like see, but I don't know. Like some people might like streamers might buy 7 just to be like, this is a thing that they released.
Yeah.
Can you really?
Can you believe it? Yeah, because the last couple of games were not great. But, yeah, I mean, the first 3 were awesome,
mm-hmm.
wonderful games.
Oh, yeah, no, because it was the first 3 people will buy, and some people might buy 5.
Yeah.
Because 4 dipped, and then 5 was like, no, it's better again.
Because 5 was on PlayStation 1, right?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure that's right. Because I know the first 3 were on Super,
mm-hmm.
and I think 4 and 5, 4, 5, and 6 were on PS1, and then 7 and 8 were on PS2.
And I don't even know if I've ever played anything after 2, and I haven't played a lot of 2.
I have played the first 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I think I tried the other ones because I kept wanting them to be good, and they just weren't.
Yeah,
I remember.
The first Mega Man X is, like, one of my all-time favorite games.
Yes.
Like, it's just one of the all-time best games ever.
Yes.
I've played some. I really don't remember which ones. I'm always bad at them, but I try and try anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually play with my brother or my friends Steven and Josh, who are good at it. And I can play for a little bit and then go, oh, I died again. Here you go.
Your turn.
Yes.
I'm not good at Mega Man games, like, in general. Like, Mega Man X is, like, I see people burn through that game in, like, 40 minutes. And I'm just like, oh, that's impressive. And I know you're making the face because, yes, I did beat Mega Man 2. And I sent you because Dalton, like, couldn't get past the first screen on any boss stage or something like that.
But it's okay.
He's not here, so we can't ask him about it. but think back when I was sending those Snapchats, that took me an entire afternoon to get through Mega Man 2.
I mean, Mega Man 2 is a hard game. Like, it's really, really good. Mm-hmm. It's super fun.
Oh, yeah. No, it's probably my favorite of the main Mega Man
games. The most masochistic thing I ever did with Mega Man 2 was buy it for the iPhone whenever they released it.
No.
I beat it. I hated myself a little during it, but I beat it. yeah, no. So Mega Man, lots of Mega Man coming up, including a new Mega Man, which Capcom like has been just sitting on that IP for so long now.
I mean, I'm trying to like. I hope all of these do well because I would like for Capcom to recognize how great Mega Man is, as opposed to, you know, box art Mega Man being a selectable fighter in Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Just like the blatant disrespect they have like, for the character.
Not just box art Mega Man, but like middle-aged box art Mega Man that kind of let himself go a little.
Yeah.
Kind
of? Yeah. Little. He had the thing where it's like the belly sticking out underneath the shirt.
Yeah, he really
it was,
did.
It was, yeah. So
look that up if you guys haven't seen it. That's a real thing.
Like if we got like another Mega Man like Battle Network game, I'd be on board.
I never played just any like, of the Battle Network games.
They're fun. Like they're interesting. They're not like, you know, they're clearly not just traditional Mega Man side-scrolly action shooter, but it's... They were neat.
Okay, so we also got Devil May Cry HD Collection is coming to next gen, minus the Switch.
Well, it's also just 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. So we're not getting, no DMC4, and we're not getting the reboot.
Mm-hmm.
It's again, the same DMC collection that came out on PS3 and Xbox 360. They're just now releasing it for Xbox One and PS4, which I'm still really confused about. Because these are remade, like, PS2 and original Xbox titles.
Yeah.
Like, well, actually, did Devil May Cry come out on the original Xbox?
I think it was a Sony exclusive for a while.
I think it was just PS2. There's only so much that, like, HDifying it can do without completely remastering it. And they're not, they did not say remaster.
Yeah.
They're just porting it over again.
I don't know. I like those games. Like 1 and 3 are really good. 2 was just rushed and not what anyone wanted it to be.
Yeah, I mean like,
and it's only $30 too. I think that's worth noting. Yeah. Like this isn't going to be a $60 release.
HD Collection was the same way when it released.
So I think it's kind of cool. There's been rumors of DMC5 for a while now. So this could just be kind of gauging interest or to kind of generate hype. Like, hey, remember these games? We're making another one. But in the real universe.
Yeah, and then we got, was Bayonetta and Soul Calibur, was that?
That was Games Awards.
That was Game
Awards? That was Games Awards,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because next we're going to talk about the Game Awards. Because there's a bunch of news that came out of that.
Yeah.
So much news that came out of that. Because we got Sea of Thieves. We got a release date for that finally.
Mm-hmm. And it is March 20th.
It is March 20th, okay. Yeah. So March 20th for that. We got Death Stranding gameplay. Well, not
No, we
gameplay,
did not.
Not gameplay.
We got
a cinematic.
Yeah, we got a longer trailer.
I'm going to delete that because I don't know why I typed gameplay. I knew it wasn't because I watched the entire thing. It was like an opening cinematic is what it seemed like.
Or a halfway through cinematic, or it won't even be in the base game because Kojima is nuts.
Kojima. Yeah. I watched the whole thing. I have no idea what it's about and what's happening. Like something awful has happened to humanity and now there are like babies and side people.
Giving thumbs up.
Yeah.
The general consensus is it's some sort of futuristic military versus, like, eldritch, like, Lovecraftian horror. And that's kind of what, because there's these weird giant things. There's the invisible monsters that have, like, handprints for feet.
Mm-hmm.
There's the ghost detector thing that Kojima actually wore at PSX. I don't know. I'm very interested to read the Wikipedia of the story.
I mean, you know it's not going to make any sense because it's Kojima.
I know, but I'm interested.
I am too.
I'm way more interested than any like amount of interest I've ever had in like a Metal Gear game or even like Silent Hill.
Because I mean, this is the second cinematic we've gotten from Death Stranding, and I still don't understand what's happening.
Well, the first ones have been mostly nonsense, like because I think this is actually the third. Because there's the one with Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, yeah,
and then
you're right.
One where Mads Mikkelsen is revealed.
Yeah, because we got...
But actually,
like,
I think that one's just an expanded version of the first one.
Well, because the first one we got was just... Yeah, I think you're right. Like, the first one we got was just a brief scene with a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, like, went further into, like, that scene.
Yeah.
And then we've got this new scene. And again, there's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the baby.
No. Is it a battery? Is it? I don't. Yeah, I don't.
It like dances around in this little thing. It looks like it's like a way to resurrect somehow, because like he had the baby in the thing in the pod, and like what looks like an incubator, and then it looks like he died, and it goes in his mouth, and you just see a baby,
mm-hmm.
and it gives you a thumbs up, and then he gets up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you have a fever dream?
I thought so. I had to rewatch it to make sure it was actually happening.
Kojima did. He told Guillermo del Toro, and del Toro was like, we can do this. We have the technology.
I'm so confused. I have no idea what this game is about.
But it's super pretty.
It is really pretty. It is very
pretty. That
doesn't
sound pretty at all.
I'm scared to, yeah.
I mean, like graphically.
Oh.
No, it's all, yeah. like, I think.
No, it's really gritty and dark.
There's
and
like
gross,
six.
But.
There's like six colors they used, and it's all shades of brown, gray, and black.
Accurate.
Well, I'm happy that you guys will get to play this game, and Mandy and I will be chill about
probably
it.
Probably just, yeah, see.
See, and it's the thing, is like, we don't have any gameplay, so I don't know if I'll play the game.
Right.
I'm just going to be very interested in, like, the narrative.
It's just going to be a chess simulator.
It's Kojima. I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't either. We also got a new teaser from From Software. Doesn't look like... A lot of people are theorizing possibly Bloodborne 2, but the more popular theory is a Shadow Tower reboot or sequel. Because what it looks like is this... like a mechanical yet bio-muscle twitching thing.
To me, it looked like, and I only watched it the one time because I'm not a huge, like, I understand that those games are great. They're just not for me. But From Software, like, so those From Software games. But the way it looked like is it looked like there was a bone inside of, like, a steel vise. And it was, like, a stall trap where it was, like, turning it.
But no, again, something was, like, twisted around it.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know what that was. Like, some kind of, like, cable that looked like it was made out of muscle. I don't know.
I'd also seen that there's, because like Shadows Die Twice or whatever,
yeah.
That some people are speculating it's going to be like an HD remake of the first Dark Souls.
That's a possibility. Because I know the Shadows Die Twice thing is why a lot of people were thinking it was a Shadow Tower reboot. Because Shadow Tower was like one of From Software's first games.
And I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it wasn't that popular.
Hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's all we know about
it. That was an interesting way to start. Like, I watched all of the Game Awards. And it was good. Like, it was entertaining, and it did a good job of, like, keeping a good pace. Like, there was a certain downtime, but that was because, like, they have to pay for it.
Mm.
But that was a really weird thing to kick off the show with, especially because it's like, okay, 10-second teaser. We'll tell you more next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to the Game Awards.
Because this was absolutely a teaser.
Yeah.
Because we, like...
This wasn't 3 minutes of dialogue and...
Yeah, we got absolutely nothing out of this other than, like, we got that quote, we got, like, that 10 seconds of video, and it's from Software.
Mm-hmm. And then Jeff Keighley. Well, that's all you get for now. Okay. Is there more later in the show, or what?
We also got a teaser for a new game, Witchfire, that looked kind of neat.
Yeah.
Like a first-person shooter, but, like, horror survival kind of game looking. We didn't get much more than like a quick teaser.
Mm-hmm.
So that would look kind of neat. Soul Calibur 6 has been confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ace is very happy.
Need it. Need it.
Is this
going
to cause you to put down Injustice?
Probably.
Well, fair enough.
We'll have Turtles by then.
Like, oh yeah, no, Turtles. Yeah, I would have gotten Turtles to level 20 by then.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, this is probably not coming out until 2019.
Yeah.
Like, I'm willing to bet.
Probably.
But yeah, no, as long as they do less 4 and 5 and more like 2 and 3, gimme.
I love Soul Calibur 2.
I love the 2 and 3. I love both of them. It's just 4 and 5 is they kind of changed up some stuff and it didn't work.
I didn't have a PS2 for a long time, mm-hmm. so I never had 3.
Okay.
Because I always wanted to try it out because I know it had the creative character and all that other stuff in it.
The creative character was like...
I didn't like it.
Yeah, it was okay. The problem was you basically just had to pick what your fighting style was tied to your weapon, mm-hmm. and I don't remember them having many options for weapons that weren't just base characters.
Mm, fair enough. Because I had Soul Calibur 2 on the GameCube was the first system I got it for.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my little brother played a whole lot of that.
The best version of that game.
Because you got to play as Link.
Yep.
It was awesome.
There's a rumor that they haven't confirmed it, but they are going to be doing the character-specific or console-specific character
Extra
exclusives
characters.
Again.
Oh, that's awesome. Because I know they did that with Soul Calibur 5. Or no, was it 4?
I think 4 was Star Wars.
Because, yeah, it had, like, if you got it on the Xbox, you got Yoda. And if you got it on the PlayStation, you got Darth Vader.
Which one was...
And then both of them had Starkiller.
Yeah, and then there was one that had Ezio.
I don't know.
I think one of them had Ezio from Assassin's Creed.
May have been 5.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. Because I know, like, those are the two exclusives in 4.
Where yeah.
The console-specific ones, anyway. Yeah, no, I always thought that PlayStation got the raw end of the deal in the Soul Calibur 2 character exclusives.
Kind
of,
because he doesn't, like, it was Heihachi.
Heihachi.
Yeah. And, like, he doesn't use weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you compare, like, you know, Heihachi to Link or Spawn, then, yeah, I think you got the raw end of the deal, PlayStation.
A little bit.
Although they did get, in one of them, Kratos.
I think that, was that 4 or 5?
I'm trying to find.
I played whatever one was on Xbox 360.
That was 4 and 5.
I didn't mind them. I didn't really have anything to compare them to.
2 was amazing.
I didn't play 2, I don't think.
Yeah, 2 was awesome. I think actually that's like one of the reasons I won't get rid of my GameCube, because I still have Soul Calibur 2 for it.
It's fair. It's a fun game. Like me and my little brother spent a lot of time, and my older brother for that matter. Like, fighting games are the easy go-to
for 2-player.
Yeah, for 2-player stuff. And then especially if we got my older brother going in, we just kind of circle around, like, play winner.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was just stuff we did back in the day. And that, like, Soul Calibur was one of the really popular ones for that. It was a fun game.
It had a big variety of, like, characters. Some of them really creepy. Valdo. Some of them you don't really know why they're there. Valdo. Why is he rolling on the ground in a perfect circle? I don't know. It's Valdo. What's the saying? He has, like, Edward Scissorhand, but, like, swords instead of scissors.
He's a weird character.
Damn
for
it,
sure.
Valdo.
He's real creepy. You know what I really want? A new fighting game?
What?
Bloody Roar.
I don't know this one.
Yes. What is that? No, it's the... Because Shannon and I did the fighting game show like months ago. It was probably last year at this point. Mm. And it is... It was a franchise that we forgot about. Like, I didn't even mention it. Like, we didn't mention it on the show. Because we had both forgotten about it. And someone said Primal Rage. And we're like, really? You want another Primal Rage? But when I talked to him, because it was a friend that I worked with, when I talked to him, he's like, yeah, no, when you transform into the animals. I was like, no, that wasn't Primal Rage. That was Bloody Roar. And oh my God.
Yeah,
I want another Bloody Roar. It's a fighting game, except every character has a animal transformation.
Okay.
So they turn into, like, you know, anthropomorphic versions of these animals.
Huh.
We'll show you a video after the show, and you'll probably remember it and be like, oh yeah. But it was amazing.
Yeah, that was me and my little brother's go-to fighting game. Like, oh man, love that fighting game so much. Even the GameCube version ended up being really good. And then there was a second GameCube version, I think, or maybe there was only the one.
I don't remember specifics enough.
Because I know the one on PlayStation 1 is the one we played a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And then when we found out there was one on the GameCube, we grabbed it and played it a whole lot. Because, yeah, no, it's just a really fun game. But anyway, we also got Bayonetta. We got some news from that. Bayonetta 1 and 2 are coming to the Switch February 16th.
Good.
Yes.
Because Bayonetta 2 was like a Wii U exclusive. It was locked behind that garbage console. Not enough people got to play it. I'm very bummed that when I sold that garbage console to get a good console, I had to sell the Bayonetta 1 and 2 collection that I had, because I never actually got to play it either all the way through.
Aw.
So I'm excited I get to rebuy that and do it again.
Because I played all of Bayonetta 1, and it's a really fun game.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bayonetta 2, like, I was so excited for it to hit the Wii U, but I just couldn't bring myself to buy it, and I don't know why.
Because it would require turning on your Wii U.
For something other than Smash Brothers, I guess. But yeah, so I'm really excited it's coming to the Switch, because I will actually pick that up and play it. And they announced Bayonetta 3, and it's going to be a Switch exclusive again. Which I say cool. Again, it'll be Nintendo exclusive.
Yeah. Which I like. I'm excited. Platinum Games, like, oh, this is a franchise they actually care about, so maybe they won't ruin it. Oh. You tell me Platinum Games is going to make a Ninja Turtle game, I'm going to get excited.
And we did.
And then I don't know who actually made that game, because it wasn't Platinum. What do you mean you want to play as 4 characters split screen in a Ninja Turtle game? That's absurd. How about you protect a bomb?
I wanted to be Mikey so bad.
We all wanted to play that game real bad. Like, we were going to have, like, it was going to be the me, you, me, Dalton, Ace, and Shannon as the 4 turtles. and Mandy occasionally after Shannon inevitably stopped playing with us.
He doesn't listen. It's fine. We can say it.
Yeah, no, and it was going to be so much fun, and then we found out what exactly it was going to be, and like, oh, and there's no couch co-op, and every single time we got a bit of news out of this game,
it
we
was
got
never
less
good.
And less excited for it. It was so
unfortunate.
It also
came out the same week of Overwatch, or within the same like 2 week, 3 week span of Overwatch.
And Battleborn.
If that game was good, I absolutely would have played it way more than Overwatch and Battleborn that first release, until I beat it.
Yeah.
There's no question in my mind.
Which is fair. Like, it's not like it's a game that has a ton of replayability or anything.
Because I almost bought it. I almost bought it instead of Overwatch.
Because Shannon brought his copy in, and I was like, how is it? And he just kind of looked at me knowing. Because he enjoyed it for what it was. But he knew it would break my heart.
But I guess a studio can't put out gold all the time. They've got to have a stinker every now and again. It's unfortunate that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was their stinker.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully though, Bayonetta 3 will be amazing because Platinum Games absolutely cares about that franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, if you guys have never played it, definitely give it a shot. Like, if you like Devil May Cry, you will almost certainly like Bayonetta.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's that style game. It's just really fun. Like, you know, hack and slash combo moves, all this other fun stuff. But anyway, we also got the announcement for the newest Breath of the Wild DLC, the Champion's Ballad. And they did a simultaneous release with this. They announced it, and it was available.
Oh, the way it's supposed to be done. The way I prefer it to be done.
Yeah, it's definitely not the way it's supposed to be done. No.
But I understand why you would prefer it to be done that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and they knew it was happening. Like, this, it's not like they announced it, and then it's ready.
Yeah.
This has been announced. It was part of, like, if you bought the season pass, this is the second half of that. So, like, we've known it's a huge thing. There's just, they haven't shown anything.
Right.
Which really isn't how it should be done when it's DLC that people have already paid for.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't know what they were getting, except it was called A Champion's Journey.
I forgot there was a season pass with that game.
Yep. And we already got the first bit of DLC, which added some neat stuff.
Was like the island thing, right?
It was the Warrior's Challenge or something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got some neat stuff. And the added new difficulty hard mode and a few other things, like some other like
It added a
outfits.
Hard mode?
Yeah.
The balls on that game. That game was hard on normal.
Oh, yeah, no, and I saw some people playing, like, some of the differences with the hard mode. You encountered one of the Lynels on the opening island. And it's like, so you have to try and fight one of these dudes with, like...
Nothing.
A skeleton arm.
Yeah, pretty much. Stick. Yep.
I'm happy I don't have a Switch. I'm so happy
I don't have a Switch. I saw the thing, I was like, what do you do other than run?
I haven't beaten a Lynel still. Like, I'm about to beat the fourth if I ever go back to it, I'm about to beat the fourth great beast or whatever. Mm-hmm. The guardian beast, whatever.
Yeah.
And I still haven't killed a Lynel.
Oh wow.
I'm not good at the combat.
I was hunting those things down to try and get that that gear upgraded because I wanted it upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
But I beat the game, and I don't know. I'll probably get this Champion's Ballad though, because it adds like ton of new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you already buy the season pass for it?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. So I'll have to check it out. But yeah, because they showed off, like, there's a bunch of new bosses to fight. They're just out in the world,
mm-hmm.
similar to, like, the great beasts. And you've got...
Divine Beasts.
Divine Beasts.
I did it.
Yeah. And a motorcycle.
That sweet, sweet motorcycle.
Yeah.
Did you see, though, that the motorcycle is only after you beat the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to beat all of them to get it.
You have to beat the entire... Like, you have to complete the expansion.
Yeah.
And then you get the motorcycle, which... Zelda is a world that it's cool to explore and just kind of dick around in, and so it's cool to, like, be able to do that, but it's like, oh, that's... I know who I am as a person, and if I were to buy that, I would never ride that motorcycle. I would never get it.
It's like, once you beat it, you're like, all right, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Now cool, I can play the game.
And you'd cruise around on the motorcycle for, like, 5 minutes, and like, all right, we're done.
Yep.
And then it would just go back to sitting on the shelf. I'll have to try it out, like, once I settle down from all this other stuff I'm playing at the moment. Overwatch news. The Winter Wonderland is coming back.
Yeah.
Just real quick, I think it'd be cool to note What Remains of Edith Finch won what did they win?
It's like 2 or 3 awards.
No, they were nominated for 3 and they won one of them, and I think it was Best Narrative.
Ooh. For those of you that don't remember, What Remains of Edith Finch is the show we did a few months ago now. Where we actually interviewed the creator.
Ian Dallas.
Ian Dallas. Yep.
Yeah, so they were nominated for Games for Impact Award, Best Independent Game, and Best Narrative, and they won for Best Narrative.
Nice.
Woot.
They deserved it. That was a great game.
Yeah.
Go play that game, guys, if you haven't already. It's super cheap,
mm-hmm.
and you can knock it out in a night. Like, I think I beat that game in, like, just over 2 hours or something like that. Yeah, super quick. Really fun, though. Really, really good. Like a movie that you play through. Anyway, yeah, Overwatch. Return to Winter Wonderland is the new holiday DLC. I think it starts on Tuesday.
Yep.
And
they've skins.
Yeah, we're getting new skins. They didn't tell us. We have no idea what the skins are going to be, except we know we're getting a Hanzo skin, and it's going to be based on an appearance he had in one of the comics.
Mm-hmm.
So the only one that I could think of immediately, and I meant to check on the internet to see if anybody else knew anything else, but there's like the last Winter Wonderland. I think he had a comic where he was sitting at a table in like a hoodie and he had like, he looked like a hipster.
Huh.
And I'm wondering if that's the Hanzo skin we're going to get.
Buying it and becoming really good at Hanzo.
Go for it.
I played him last night actually, and like our whole team like decided to be snipers and mess around. I was like, I'll just be Hanzo. Because we it was on the moon one with the point.
Oh, yeah.
And I hate that one. Lunar I was like, F it. It's going to be Hanzo. And so then John went Widow, and then we had an Anna. And we're like, whatever.
We do that all the time in, like, our PC group.
Yeah.
We'll just go, like.
I hate this map. Let's just mess around.
Yeah. Anna, Hanzo, Window. Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a super fun time. So, yeah. New Hanzo skin. And we're getting new skins for the Junkers. So Junkrat and Roadhog are getting holiday skins for sure.
Sweet.
Yep, but that's all we know.
I think there's going to be, isn't there another map or something?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's all we knew about the skins. We had the,
because
we're getting, May's Snowball Adventure is coming back.
Yes.
Which was the,
which I don't know why I'm excited, because I always got so mad at it.
I also got really, like, when I was having fun, I was having fun.
Yeah.
Like, or when I was winning, I guess, but like, there would be like, some games where I'm just getting obliterated and I just get angry. Like me and Asa were playing quite a bit of it last year, just trying to get like our one win.
Oh yeah, for so the loot box.
Oh, we were so mad. Like in a few of the, because there were some where I would just go ham.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I'm murdering everything. And then there'd be other games where I'm just like,
you walk out and you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'd walk out and I'd get hit by the random snowball that some douche throws from the other end. Yeah.
And I had a range of games as well. Sometimes I would die immediately, and sometimes I'd be the last on our team and die as soon as someone saw me. I never got a single kill.
That can't be true.
Bet.
I don't want to bet.
I did not get a single kill. I hated that game mode. Hated it. Hated it.
I liked it.
You're like, hey, you want to try to get a win on the snowball? It's like, I mean, I will sit in the corner, but like, I'm not going to have fun with this. I hate it so much. Let's just do random heroes, please.
I thought it was a fun change of pace.
I did too, but I understand. Yeah, if
oh like, yeah, no, it gets getting, frustrated. Like,
yeah,
I had to take it in like days, like not play it for 3 days and then come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, like whenever the loot box refreshed,
right like, on Tuesday.
Like, all right, play some May Snowball Adventure, but they're moving it. It's on a different map this time. It's on one of the multiplayer maps. Something forest.
I don't know like any names.
I haven't played Overwatch in months, so
it's,
I don't.
It's not one of the standard maps. It's one of the
like deathmatch
or like it's one of the small maps.
Oh, okay.
And I don't play those at all, so I can't remember now which one it was.
And I also haven't like.
I think I might know which one.
When I finally get my computer set back up, I'm not going to be able to play for like 2 days. I'm going to have so many updates. I'm going to have to run.
Probably.
I mean, you'll have fast internet. Like, knock it out in the afternoon.
We'll see.
Something like that. Anyway, but yeah, they have, I think it's the one, like, one of the 3v3 maps that a lot of it's, like, outside, and, like, it's a...
Yeah, and there's, like, the...
Yeah, the tunnel.
Tunnel, and then there's, like, a...
There's a little broken-up house kind of a deal.
Red crater in the middle, kind of, or rectangle crater.
Yeah, I want to say that's the map. I'm not positive about that, so don't quote me. But I do know for sure that the map that it's on is getting a holiday reskin. So it's going to be
and snowy.
Yep, it's going to be snowy. Well, obviously. I think it may have already been snowy, but I don't remember. No, it wasn't.
No.
Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, it's going to be probably snowy. It's going to have lights and all this other stuff. Jeff Kaplan said that it's probably the best work that the level designers have done for like a holiday skin.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited to see what it's going to be. And that's where May Snowball is going to be this time. instead of the
Eco Point.
Yeah.
Oh, a new one.
Yep. Yes. Got that one. So yeah, and we also have a new game mode, which I am really excited about. It's called Maze Yeti Hunt.
Yes.
You're gonna have six Maze.
Yep.
Versus one Winston.
Oh, I'm gonna hate that.
That sounds awful.
And you have to like kill him before he gets his ult or something, right? Yep.
Yeah, you have to take him out before he grabs enough resources to do his ult, and then once he gets his ult, he just kills all of you. The
smile on his face is disgusting.
I'm so excited, I'm excited about this game. This sounds like so much fun. I love that, like the all v one like style stuff, like the Friday the 13th and
no. All right, Friday the 13th, Jason is very overpowered. There's no way to really, there's one way to kill him, and you have to do, 80 particular things.
This is going to be, this isn't going to be just regular Winston versus regular Maze.
Oh, I'm assuming that, but I feel like it's going to be a lot easier to kill this Winston.
Nah.
Yeah, because, I'm assuming they're tweaking it, but I can just picture it's like, oh, as long as Winston can keep them one-on-one, maybe he'll be okay. But if there's ever more than one May, he's screwed.
Oh, yeah. If it was just, regular rules Winston and regular rules
May. That'd be a nightmare.
Yeah. Nightmare scenario. I imagine, because it's supposed to be like a boss fight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm very much imagining that Winston's going to be a really OP.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously stoppable with six Mays, but, not like... just devastation every time.
Yeah, because with Friday the 13th, if I see five, because I play Jason a lot in that game, if I see five counselors at a time, I'm not worried. two of them are gonna get away, but I'm gonna get my fair share. They're gonna get theirs. That's what's gonna happen. But there's way too much skill involved for me to be able to pull that one
also
off.
The point of Friday the 13th isn't to kill Jason. That is just one scenario in which you can survive. Your goal is to survive.
Right. This is to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is to actually stop him.
So I'm assuming they have more weapons and tools as opposed to just things that just stun him temporarily so you can get away.
Yeah, right. I have a feeling if I actually boot up Overwatch for this, I'm not going to have a fun time with it.
We'll have to see. I'm excited about
it. We'll play.
Yeah, no,
Jesse
like
and
it,
I will find
like out. That does sound it. Like that sounds fun.
Yeah. That'll be a good time, and that's really all we got so far for the Winter Wonderland stuff. We'll obviously be talking about it next week because
once it's out, you can see the skins and stuff.
Skins.
All right, and then we have about 2 minutes left.
Oh god!
We're gonna hit Destiny 2. Guys, before Asa gets on his rant, because it's understandable, because I'm also a little upset about it. Destiny 2 released the Curse of Osiris DLC, which the DLC, from what I've heard, is okay. It doesn't feel like it should be a full release DLC. It feels a little bit better than the Dark Below, which was the equivalent DLC to Destiny 1, and also did the same thing where players could not access content that they had previously had access to unless they bought the DLC. But it was only whenever they did DLC exclusive content inside of certain playlists, the Weekly Strike, for example. That was the first one that people got locked out of, and we thought it was only going to be there, and then that was going to be the only time we saw those strikes. Turns out they were going to do that once every month or 2 months.
Yeah,
so you just didn't have access to that stuff. And that was really about it. You could still do Crucible, you could still do the Strike playlist, you just couldn't do some of the weekly events that required it.
And it's also worth noting that at that point in Destiny, the only way to get certain upgrades and pieces of gear were to farm materials that only appeared in the weekly playlist.
Yes.
You didn't have the DLC, you now could not do.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that wasn't bad, because that was awful. That was super bad.
It's why I stopped playing the first Destiny.
Right. The only reason I kept going, I already had the season pass. Me, Krista, Steven, and most of our group. Asa, unfortunately, was left out because he didn't have it. And then, he just quit and I don't blame him for it. It's valid. That was a really terrible thing for Destiny to do. Instead of fixing that this time around, they just leaned into it and went even harder with it. If you don't have this first DLC pack, you can no longer play Crucible. You can no longer do the Strike playlists. You cannot do the challenge versions of the Raid or Nightfall, which is fine. You can still do the weekly Nightfall and you can still do the weekly Raid. But yeah, you can't.
But you can't do the prestige version.
Yeah, you cannot do the prestige
version. I didn't know you were locked out of Crucible.
Yep. You have to have in order to go to Crucible, maybe it's not Crucible, maybe it's Trials.
It must be Trials, because there's no way they would be able to lock out.
Yeah, no, that's right. All yeah, there's of the no Crucible. Way you're out of Crucible. I think you're locked out of Trials completely because Crucible doesn't have a minimum light requirement or level requirement or whatever. But yeah, Trials, it's now 330 to do Trials. Yeah, that's got to be what it is. The maximum you can get before the DLC is 305.
Because that's how it's doing this. It's not like it's taking it away like, oh, you don't have this map. It's based on your light level, which the original maximum was 305. Now with this new DLC, it has raised that light level. And you have to have the DLC to be able to raise your light level anymore.
Yep.
And it's just, and yeah, so if you don't, if silly you only spent $60 on this release, well, I hope you've had fun.
Yeah, like the PC crowd is particularly pissed off about it because they got it later than everybody else. Mm-hmm. Like at least console players have had, 4 months worth of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it came out, in August. So yeah, they've had 4 months worth of gameplay. We got PC crew got the game in mid-October. We haven't even had a full 2 months of gameplay before this happened. So now, like, you have to buy the DLC, or you're not going to be able to do most of the a chunk of the content in the game. And it's not even like great stuff that they've added. One of the more hilarious things they did was adding in. There's a bug with one of the new exotics. And it's just going nuts in Crucible right now.
That lens of Prometheus or whatever?
The Prometheus lens.
Yeah.
And they said they're going to fix it next week. Like Tuesday patch day, they'll have a fix out for it because it's bugged and it's just annihilating everyone and everything in Crucible. And everybody has to, like, if you're not running it, you're at a distinct disadvantage, which is the first time that's happened in Crucible this time around. Like, if you're not running a specific weapon, you're at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross. I've seen it in action. It's pretty disgusting. So I guess Bungie, to have fun with it, they made that the weapon Xur is selling this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody has this gun, because the thing about Xur now, you can easily grind out the enough legendary shards to get whatever Xur is selling in an hour.
Like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's getting Xur's stuff is super easy now.
As opposed to Destiny 1, at least when I played it, the only way you could get Strange Coins was through the weekly and daily playlists. And when the DLC came out, if you did not have access to those, well, hope Xur didn't have something you wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, the early days of Destiny 1, the Strange Coins were kind of a nightmare. I was tripping over them by the end.
Yeah, well, because they totally revamped like the entire game later on.
They made it so much better. So I've heard,
because I told that game to F off.
Well, you did get it again in Rise of Iron, didn't you?
For $20. Yeah. I got the complete edition for $20. I played it maybe three times and then sold it again.
That's because
it's like everyone else was so much. I couldn't do anything with you guys.
Yeah, that was the same thing with me.
It was awful. It's just like, oh, I'll burn you through the content real quick. I was dying every 6 seconds, doing no damage to the most basic of enemies.
Yeah, because I think what you needed to have done was, and we figured out later, you probably would have wanted to, because you had a character that was already almost leveled up.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you wanted to save the coin that they gave you for some other character.
For my hunter that I never, that I was never going
to
use.
Because they give you a coin to take you up to max level and give you equivalent gear. Because Mandy also got the Rise of Iron stuff and she just used that coin immediately and she was good to go.
See, and like the reason I didn't want to do that is because the whole point of that game is the grind. It is to go out and progress your way through and, you know, raise your level and get better gear piece by piece.
Right.
If I use that coin on my main character, I just felt like, well, then what's the point of playing the game?
Well, because it took you up to that
It wasn't
point.
Max level, but it was like up to where you could go. But I was there. It's whenever I played with you, because you were significantly higher than me, because you'd already done all of the other stuff. Like, I was at the minimum of being able to play.
Well,
but when I got paired with you, everything got scaled to you.
It doesn't scale in Destiny.
There was something, though, because I played with Steven and Andrew, and I literally couldn't kill a single person.
Because we were on the first level of the expansion, and I was dying everywhere and got maybe three kills.
Yeah, because you were at the bare, like, you were below minimum for the light level. below minimum recommended. And the coin took you to minimum recommended.
Mm-hmm. And I was so close, I didn't want to just waste it.
Yeah, so you were taking, like, you were dealing 20% less and taking 20% more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need to head out, guys. That lasted longer than I wanted it to. Hit up Villainous Grounds. Hit up Press Start to join.
Wait, is that how you say that?
Oh.
Villainous Grounds?
Sorry, Villainous Grounds. Yeah, hit them up.
I'm so sorry. It's villainous. It's always been villainous.
That's how you pronounce that word. Press start to join. Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you guys next week.